Need to order a invoice for the fair place meeting.
Did you get your coffee yet?
I know. We need to vote on whether to accept the money from Carolina Beach. And I think Tim did a great job on this handout here. This is going to him. He explains the situation. I don't think that Carolina Beach, there's going to be some yin yang and going back and forth, but if they turn this project down, they'll be repercussions next year in the state house. Yes.
We should wait until after.
So what you need, what's the latest we can meet today?
There's a quick meeting, 5:00, but I mean, I need to be up there.
So if we gotta talk through scenarios, we should talk through them, because I don't know that I can be here at 5:00. And do we get that door unlocked, Nancy, if someone else is walking?
It is unlocked.
So I mean, assuming Carolina Beach accepts.
Yeah.
What's the discussion we have? Are you caught up on this now, Emily, or?
I just received this, so.
I meant from last week, so.
Sort of.
So I mean, the issue is, we don't have any state or federal funding, right? The way our local agreement's written, we're responsible for 17.5%. That's the way the agreement's written right now. The options, they did a good job talking about the options in here. But one of the options being considered is to request the state to change the wording for the state portion.
Now that part, there's a bill that's gone through the state house, senate, and house that gives the county commissioners authority to reword the way that this is being presented.
And so if they do that, we can get more out of the ROT funding than what the 17.5% split is. Because the state portion would, by reallocating that way, could be applied to ours. And then that changes all the balances. So ours goes down significantly. I don't know if it goes down to zero. That's what, I don't think we know the math. Do you know?
It should take it down to about zero.
Right.
Carolina Beach is going to be funded the full amount. And,
right.
Yeah, and then that way we don't get hit.
Well, so it'll be back down to traditional, right? It can't go to zero.
Well, if we got the Carolina's portion, which was that 1.18 million, it looks like our part was going to be about 1.117, so it would actually. We could have none out of the town's pocket, you know, right. Out of the county's pocket, but.
Yeah, but you, whatever the county part is, you still have to pay 17%. No?
No. We would end up that, what we would get from Carolina Beach would cover our 17.5%.
Right.
So we would have zero out of pocket.
So, I mean, the issue is it won't happen fast enough. The danger is it doesn't happen. Right, so there's some danger. Everybody wants it to happen, but that doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen, right? And so the risk of the town is we end up in a loan that we can't pay back any other way than we have to pay back, right? And so by making it a long-term loan, it doesn't impact this year's budget because of the contingency fund we built in. So the payments would be such that at least this year's budget, we don't really have to change anything. We'd use 80, how much?
What they're looking at now is a 1% variable rate loan. I mean, for right now, just say 1%. I mean, that would be about $80,500 a year in debt payments.
And then first area is not borrowed money, not reimbursed.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, we're still pursuing federal, but I don't think that's going to happen, federal or state. I mean, I don't know. Anything can happen, right?
Okay, so we're talking strictly the money coming from the county. We are not
No, there's a potential that we could end up with this loan. There is a potential.
No, no. I mean, we're not taking it, we're not going to attempt to, Carolina Beach is not giving us the money we receive from the state.
They're going to try to.
Yeah.
That ain't going to work.
Why is it
not going to work?
You'd have to call the entire legislature together.
That's why they got a local bill, they sponsored a local bill, yes, yes.
It may not work this year.
And I can tell you also, when you put that out on the table and the rest of the legislature thinks that Carolina Beach does not get that money.
It's already passed.
So we're definitely getting the money.
Yeah, it's already passed.
So we don't need.
No, we have to borrow from Carolina Beach.
Or from the county.
Yeah, from the county. We've got to borrow the money from the county to pay the Army Corps of Engineers because they can't move ahead with us the money.
Okay, so when are we getting the state money?
That may be a couple months. The usual is state doesn't pay when they're supposed to. And the county loans the money
so we
to pay
have
the state part.
Get all here. The bill was put in, the state is up, the House and the Senate and the governor and all have already approved.
The governor doesn't have to approve, it's a local bill.
Okay, so all of this is in there, all of it is passed, we're getting all of our money from the state. We're just temporarily borrowing the money from the county.
It may take up to 6 months to get it turned around, yeah.
So if it all works out, we'll always
interest on 6 months.
Right, that would be about $5,600 for interest. We had 80%.
Yeah, right.
So what are you talking about, 80,000?
That's if we actually got stuck with this for 15 years.
Why would we get stuck with it if the state's going to give us money?
Carolina Beach doesn't agree to do their part.
And we still want to do the renourishment.
Which they're meeting at 9 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we're
right.
But I mean, earlier last week, it looked like there were a lot of other ways we could get stuck with it, but some things have happened since then.
Yeah, they got the local wheel through, but if they don't, not much the money, then they've got to go back to the state in the future and try to borrow it, and they're not going to get it.
So, I mean, is their council aware of all this? Do we know?
Yeah.
But I mean, Ray and them have already had some issues. Are they online?
Steve Shuttleworth tried to show his ass, as usual, jumping up, down, screaming, hollering, but then he said, yeah, I'm going to vote for him.
Okay.
Vote for him anyway. He wants something in writing that we're going to help him out next time. I said, Steve, we can't give you that. We don't know what it's going to be.
We're going to help them out.
That's yeah.
Silly.
I mean, we're not actually giving, they're not giving us any of their money.
No, no, exactly right.
It's not coming out of their bank account.
Right.
So they're getting.
Yeah, this is where I've been from. I spent some time on the way home last time from that last meeting downtown, that last CBM. Where does that 1.1 actually come from? Are they overpaying Carolina Beach? It says $7.7 million, so you mean they're going to get eight in order to give us the 1.1? I don't understand where the 1.1 is coming.
That was the state. See, the only reason I guess this year is different is because the county is still paying 82.5%. They're paying 82.5% of Carolina Beach's renourishment.
Right.
That hasn't happened in the past.
Yes, because we made the interlocal agreement last year, it's in effect now. And so what the county's saying is, look, we can pay up to 82% for Carolina Beach. Right now, we don't have to. That 1.1 is going to come from the county, from the room occupancy tax money. So what happens is, they've got state, federal, and then the county's like, well, we can pay up to 82%, so we'll make up all of it. Carolina Beach won't pay anything. And if you move the states, we'll pay that additional on Carolina Beach, but we can't pay on Curie Beach because we can't go over 82.5%. So the money's coming from the room occupancy tax. Does that make sense? So
wait a minute, I have a question here. If Carolina Beach has kept their state money, why couldn't the county have given us what they were going to give Carolina Beach without it being a loan?
Because the interlocal agreement doesn't allow them to.
It allows them to do it for Carolina Beach, but it doesn't allow them to do it for us.
82.5%. So here's how it is right now. You get Fed, you get State, you get County.
Yeah, I have a thing here already.
This
is the cost. I mean, this starts breaking it up into two things, but this is Carolina Beach. That's the total cost of their project. A little over 7.7 million. They're getting 4.4 federal, which. And the 1.18 mil, right. That's what the room occupancy tax would have to pay. Well, that's less than 82.5% of the project.
Okay.
So they're just saying that if they give this money to us, they're still getting the 4.4, which more than covers Carolina Beach's 17.5% of the project. But the room occupancy tax, the county would pick up the difference, which now would be this plus this.
Right. Okay, but this would be a loan.
No, it would be a payment.
Okay.
See, there's two different things. There's the loan to us is if we have to cover our 17.5%. So that would be this way. So this is us right here. Our project cost is 6.387 million. 82.5%. There's no federal funds. There's no state funds right now allocated to our project.
Right.
So the room occupancy tax would pay this for the county.
Right.
Our part that really should be coming out of our bank account is this. This is the part that we're borrowing because we don't have that money to pay.
We're transferring it.
So we're taking it from here instead of from here.
That's what would end up happening. And I know in the end it kind of is all the same thing, but it's like David said, it's
well,
a root into the interlocal.
Why we went all this trouble here if we could have taken it?
Because
they're not allowed to. Because
right.
Legally they can only pay the 82.5% because of all the interlocal agreements. So what they're doing is they move some state money over and then we can pay the max and Carolina Beach are fine. And Carolina Beach are still fine, we'll just put that money into the Carolina Beach project because we're allowed to.
They say no, what happened to the money for them? They lose part of that.
Well, they'll still be able to do it this time, but next time it's their problem.
Right now, if we say no, we're not going to go, they say no, they won't do this. What happens to the 1.1? They still
the stays in Carolina Beach.
Yeah,
the room occupancy tax fund stays the same, but then we have a problem.
But it's still about this.
It reduces what the county would have to pay.
Yeah, the county would spend.
They wouldn't get the 1.1.
Well, it goes back to this again. This is what the county would end up having to pay on Carolina Beach.
Right.
Because this assumes that all the funding is on Carolina Beach. If we take this money and give it to us, which is, you know, cover our part here, then the county has to pay 2.219 plus 2.18. In the end, it's just moving things from here to here. It's all the same money.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Well, if everyone says no, if everyone says no, the room occupancy tax at the end of the year will have $1.18 million more than it would have, and we won't have any sand on our beach. That's what happens.
Yeah, the sand on our beach is coming from a hopper dredge, which is twice as expensive as the sand on Carolina Beach, which, so I don't know why they talk about a hopper dredge in here. But
they also discuss a lot, in particular the mayor of Redstone Beach, brought up, why not just give us the money?
Right.
And it was, you know, that was pretty much on that one. I mean, you know, because of the interlocal agreement.
Right.
And they left it open, though, that, you know, if it doesn't work with Carolina Beach, well, you can always come back and try to get them at another point in time to.
Right.
But
well, so all the beach communities, I think, would be, if it looks like we get stuck for some other reason, at least the three beach towns will be, because they can see them getting stuck in the future.
Right.
Everyone will be, okay, we should change the interlocal agreement to cover.
Riceville was very favorable to cover going into the state next year.
That's exactly right.
So
yeah.
They were saying they were really on our side.
Yeah, because they know whatever's happening to us is their issue next year, right?
Yeah.
And they don't have the state money to move around and make this better. They don't even have that shot. Because I don't think there's
any. But they've got an advantage, you know, with the inlet up there. I mean, you know, with the maritime inlets. And then they have some sand to pump right out of the inlet onto the bridge, so they've got a pretty good shot at it. We don't. Well, y'all want to continue this or vote on it?
What's that? I mean, can we call in? Because You had the same issue I did, right? Getting here at 4.
Well, I mean, can we vote on it?
Contingent on them passing.
Contingent on them passing theirs. If not, then we'll meet again tomorrow morning, I guess.
Yeah.
What about tomorrow morning?
We're open to it for the county commissioner. But, I mean, that was the issue, yeah. Yeah.
Two names in the room?
Plus, being a servant of the town, doesn't it? Yeah, I think we could, right? You just take some motion, right? So what do we need to keep us straight, Nancy? What does the motion need to be? Just, I make a motion that contingent on Caroline Beach approving this option that, because what do you need at the county commission?
I would say you want them to approve this resolution as drafted.
Right. But, and then, what do you need when you go to the county commissioners tonight? What are they looking for?
Their permission, or, yeah, the resolution signed that they're willing to move the money. And then the county commissioner meeting on Thursday, Barfield choked his self a little bit, but he questioned the legality of this, and then Ted and Kaplan showed him what the interlocal agreement that was in the works. I think it passed the Senate that time, still depending on the House. And we're going to get, you know, they're going to get the money paid, we're going to pay it back, so we don't have to, we're not on the hook.
So, I mean, this morning we can't set the loan because we still don't know exactly what it is. So we're still going to have to meet again, right? That's going to take a little while.
Even at the county commissioner's meeting, they can set the terms or whatever.
Right.
Now they're going to have to do some.
They don't want to get it all out in the press. That was the big thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they still don't have to find it either, right? Because they're only making less than a percent, so why are they charging us a percent? That's,
that's
question number one, right?
Right.
Separate issue. I don't want to cloud the issue, right? So we'll be accepting of a loan, but we got to still negotiate it. That's
correct.
BS that they're making money.
Right. We shouldn't have to pay any more than what they're earning.
They made $118,000 last year on $40 million.
Yeah, we can pay about that.
They earned a half a percent, they told us, you know, when they were the meeting. So they're earning a half a percent. So that's all we should really have to pay. If their concern is
exactly right.
Not losing any money. What's that?
Come to rest in three.
I don't know how they got it, you know.
Because some finance guys be greedy, right?
And then
if you don't pay attention, you get scalped. That's how it works, right?
Even in that meeting on where they were saying, we really can't go any less than one.
Yeah, that's, yeah,
but,
okay.
But again, the whole thought was not losing any money, so that would be a half a percent.
Right.
To keep everything even.
Right, yeah, so, okay. So we're not accepting the loan. We're accepting the concept, right? We still got to negotiate the loan, right? And I think Garland's the right one to do that. And so then, I'm kind of with Steve. If contingent on Carolina Beach passing their resolution, I'm in favor of a motion. And you know, saying we're going to move down this path, still seeking the other options, but at worst case, taking a minimal loan from, you know, whatever a fair loan is from the county, which is obviously taxed, because we're not getting money any cheaper from anywhere else. Right?
And Tim, you know, he explained in the report that 3,000 feet of their beach renourishment is in Caroline and Curie Beach. It's right on the border, so they still, they're profiting from it. They're helping them out. The southern end, you know, we're going to need some help on, but it's a win-win situation for them, but they're hesitant, or they voice a little, you know, hesitancy over what happens next time, but we don't know what happens.
Yeah. Well, so if they don't, accept it, then we got to call, get back together. I mean, and you can tell the county, look, we're doing everything we can. Carolina Beach isn't moving with us.
Well, they're moving it. They moved this morning, so.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's what county that we should know about it now.
So what do you have to tell the county? What are you hoping, or what is the county hoping for us to tell them today before the meeting, when you come up there? That we're all in agreement on this?
Yeah, we're in agreement with Caroline.
With moving the
Carol,
moving the
money.
And taking a loan for our portion of the project
and
the shortfall line.
Yeah, the shortfall to get the money to the Army Corps.
And then as soon as this is done, we got to get it on the Beach and Waterway Association for our next reimbursement, which is 3 years from now.
Yeah. So I make a motion.
To accept the resolution as presented?
Well, it's not our resolution. We don't have a resolution to accept, right?
That's the Carolina Beach resolution.
Yeah. I make a motion that assuming that if Carolina Beach passes their resolution, their 9 o'clock meeting, that we move forward with the county on taking a loan for our portion of the beach renourishment project and working multiple paths to acquire other financing, whether it be the Carolina Beach, the movement, or whether it be with the federal or state government, because there's multiple ways in the four scenarios. Did I say that clear enough, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Second, Steve. Steve seconded. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
And so then if they don't approve, we got to call us back together. Because we got to say what we're going to do at tonight's meeting. We could all just go to tonight's meeting.
That would be good.
Is it 6?
Yeah.
I mean, do we want to convene there if they say no? Can everybody else make the council meeting? Hey. Yes. Can everybody else make tonight's county commission meeting? So if Carolina Beach says no, we just all go. And that's our reschedule meeting. I don't know if we're allowed to
meeting. Have a meeting.
I don't know if we can.
No, but we can't reschedule a meeting outside of town limits, I don't think, right?
Is that right?
I'm sorry, but
we can't have our reschedule. I mean, our
restarting of this meeting outside of town limits, can we? You have to meet in town limits?
I thought you did. So if Carolina Beach says no, we should all go whine about them in the county commission meeting.
Yes, and then we'll have to do some soul searching as we're going to be treated.
What time
do
they meet?
6 o'clock.
Where?
County courthouse.
Up downtown?
Is that that's in Thalen Hall of being upstairs? Is that where it is?
No, it's across the street in an old county courthouse upstairs.
Big room.
Yeah, the big building.
I'll call you guys and meet somebody down there. I can get there about 5:45, so I can find it. Last time someone over there.
Well, Carolina Beach approves everything.
Right.
And like I said, if they don't approve it, it's going to be hell to pay with the state.
Are you going to go to their 9 o'clock meeting?
Yeah.
Carolina Beach? Or you guys, I guess, don't go there. You're going to get right on, or no?
I'm going to plan on it. I can't do it. We'd like to even go.
Well, yeah, I would just be interested from you two, if they say no, why, to understand what they're thinking, right? And it's good for us to be, hopefully their finance guys, if you talk to them, they understand that it doesn't cost them any money to do this?
I haven't spoken at all.
Yeah, so.
But I think Tim is kind of leading. I mean, he understands that, so.
Listen, they
asked, you know, why Tim suggested it. I mean, they were, you know, kind of snooty, like you said, Shuttleworth was. And I said, well, then don't give us the money. We're just not refurbished.
No, I don't think that's the right thing.
Yeah,
we shouldn't say stuff like that to them.
Well, he said he turned his tune around a little bit then. And I said, it's all on you guys. I said, the county's going to have 2 representatives, supposedly, in Raleigh. And I said, that'll make it miserable for you, so. They're going to the trouble to present a bill in the state house.
Well, yeah, next time it's going to be them, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got the fortune of the kiss goodbye. That's what, you know, Rick called it. But realistically, you know, next time they get the same issue.
Next time we can do a cure of Eastern nourishment, you know, we can run it back up through there, but.
Well, I don't know. We're going to get it next time.
From Tennessee Avenue from Cherry Beach.
Huh?
Why does our beach renourishment start at Tennessee? I never understood that.
Because beach renourishment started before, when there was still Hammy and Wilmington Beach, and that's where the divide line. They thought way back then that that's where the towns would catch each other at. But Curie Beach didn't want to annex north, and Carolina Beach kept coming. That's how we ended up in Alabama. But But long, long ago, the belief was that that's where the towns were going to meet at. It's just Carolina Beach was more aggressive on annexation than Curious was.
Plus, we couldn't take in the big hotels.
We could have. And we didn't want them.
But we'd have to get another fire truck.
Yeah. We didn't want the expense of them, right?
Fine. Okay. Are we done?
Make a motion.
Well, we're going to do the meeting. Are we going
to? Do we want to make a motion to continue, or do we want to?
We need to make a motion to continue if Carolina Beach does not vote in favor of the transfer of funds.
Yep.
And when will that be?
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Either tomorrow morning at 7 or this afternoon at 5 or 6 somewhere.
Yeah, if they don't do it, is there anything we need to do before the county commission meeting? It's just got to wait till they're going to have to do an emergency one too, I guess.
Can you meet my phone on my phone?
I can. I mean, I'll try to come down there if we feel we need to, but it's just work up. I don't know that I can get off. I haven't been up there yet today. You know, I got to get there first before, I mean, I didn't want us to set it up.
Well, so, they have to, you know, agree to meet if they have a downside, but, and then, you know, we could say, and if they vote to approve it, there's no meeting.
Yeah. So.
Right.
Yeah. So, what are we going to do at that meeting if they say no? Are we still going to tell the county where we think we're moving forward or not? Is that the issue?
No, I don't see us borrowing any.
Want to borrow any money? Right.
I'm out of there.
What's that? $82,000 a year for 15 years?
Yeah, and like I said, the sand. I mean, you know,
that'll be gone by the end of the summer if we have a hurricane.
Oh no, I agree with you conceptually that it's not smart to borrow stuff faster than it's paid back. I agree with that. I just don't know that I think it's wise for us to not do beach renourishment this time without any looking at the repercussions.
Well, according to the Army Corps of Engineers, you know, we'll get some sand dripping down the
rocks. Yeah. It's not about the beach to me. It's about the what does it do to everything else. What does it do to do it again? If we had 3 months to figure that out, I'd say, yeah, we should wait, but it's the time crunch that I don't like.
And when does Wrightsville Beach come up again? Next year?
Next year.
And
you know,
of course,
that's the county
that's
at the beach
one way
this week. You can come to us and ask us.
You know, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm not saying.
Yeah.
No.
The beach towns would go for it.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just wait and meet and see that? Because I can't imagine Carolina Beach is going to cut their nose off on this one.
Yeah,
you know,
got a couple of nose cutting
Yeah. You're hurting a big part of their town as well as ours.
I think he's on board. I think Bob may be the sticking of it. Let's see.
Well,
we're going to meet again. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so. Let's do it at 4:30 here, and I'll call in, or I'll get here.
Right.
Carolina Beach says they won't, I'll just tell them to get here. Make a motion that if Carolina Beach doesn't accept this proposal, that we meet at 4:30 here.
Second.
Is that good?
All in favor, say aye.
Make a motion to close, or reschedule, or whatever.
You don't do anything. Just
they do accept it, then we don't have to meet.
That's right, exactly right.
And Dean will call us and tell us.
Yep.
Yay.
Or Nancy will.
Or Nancy, yeah. Nancy will call and tell us.
One of these.
Right,
should have. I think we should. We normally redo a budget year.
I mean, you know, he did good. Good. Now he's
got an extra long day.
Just to keep our files up to
date.
Even though it says you just
want to get break my heart. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll bring mine in this afternoon because I don't have it right now. Y'all have a good day. Hopefully I don't see
you. Unless you want to get paid.